And when we can come together and we can share our pain alongside our joy, right? Our sorrow alongside our happiness, we then get to experience this real human connection. Aloha, and welcome to the Dream Into It podcast. I'm Roxelle Cho, coming to you from my hometown, Kailua Kona, Hawaii. After building a multiple seven-figure swimwear brand, from a dream starting in my garage, I became curious into learning how my thoughts created the reality around me. This is the Dream Into It podcast, where we will look into how wonderful, powerful, inspired, motivated women like myself are able to rewrite the stories of their lives and step into their power. I am so excited to be able to join you on your journey of stepping into your potential and creating the life of your dreams. Mahalo for being here today. Come on, dreamers, let's dream into it. Aloha, dreamers, and welcome to today's episode. I feel really energized and alive right now. I just got off of our Zoom coffee chat. So I just started something new in our Facebook group, Empowered by Fuse Hawaii, my private Facebook group. And there we invited about 30 women at random, whoever signed up to this Zoom live coffee date. What it was going to look like, what it was going to be, I do not know. I did not know. That was me stepping into faith, I suppose, and just leading with this intention and this desire for community and for feeling connection and for building friendships. And, you know, in the space that we're in right now, I mean, August in itself has been a little bit of a rough road to say, you know, it's, of course, there's so much joy and light and happiness amongst all that's happening in the world today. But at times we even feel the energy or the vibes of the world around us, even if it's not affecting us directly, it does affect us energetically and our bodies, and we might not even realize it. And so my desire for bringing this coffee chat together and this group together was to have people in our community who maybe are going through different things in life, different hardships, different joys, all across the US, right? Even from across the world. If you are international, you want to join our community, definitely come by and at Empowered by Fuse Hawaii and join our community of over 75,000 women, I believe now. And what I wanted to do here was bring together just a smaller intimate setting, right? That about 20 to 30 of us in this setting and just getting to know one another. Because I do think that sometimes a large community, we sometimes miss this intimate setting. Getting, you know, to be able to sit in a room with your girlfriends and chat and have a drink, or whether today we had coffee and just laugh and smile. And I wrote down a bunch of things in the beginning. I asked everybody there, why did you come here today? What do you want to take away at the end of this hour coffee chat, meeting new women, meeting strangers, and walking away, hopefully friends at the end of it all? That's my goal, to form these friendships that I honestly always been searching for my entire life, these really real connected relationships and friendships. And so what I wrote down from that question from these women, these friends now, this ohana that we formed, were things like a smile. I want to walk away with a smile. I want to be able to just laugh. I want to feel laughter. Some said I wanted to feel more connected. Others, I want to walk away with energy. I want to walk away with friendship. I want to walk away with high vibes, with the feeling of productivity. So if this sounds like something you also want to walk away with, I would encourage you to come and join us. If it's not something you want, don't come and join us. But I would encourage all those who think that they too want to feel these things and walk away with that, come and join us on the links to our coffee chat, in our group, in our community, because I can say at the end of that hour, I too walked away with a little bit of each of those feelings in my body, in my heart. And so what was so awesome is we got to meet everyone. We went off into these little rooms and one-on-one conversations with a stranger. In the beginning, we were all strangers. And at the end, we walked away with friendships. Now they get to tag each other and say, hey, girl, like, now I know you a little more. And we can communicate and start there. And the awesome part is, like, there's nothing miraculous or magical that I'm doing on my end. I'm literally just having my team organize this Zoom call. Everything that is there and that's created there is from the energy that everybody individually brought to the table. So I can say this for sure, that every single coffee date, coffee chat, whether we do a happy hour one day, the 30 women that show up and the energy that they bring is what's making these experiences amazing. And that's the cool part to me, because it's so unpredictable. It brings joy to my heart. At the end of it all, almost being brought to tears with the emotions that are happening in the group, because everybody is going through something different in their life. And that's what we need to remember now as we go through our days. It's, we're all in this together. But really, if we sit with that thought and we were to visualize what each and every person is going through on their own, the highs and the lows, it's my joy to be able to bring together this group of people, knowing that the person who maybe is having a hard day gets to be uplifted by the person who is having and experiencing joy and gratitude in the moment. And we get to come and we get to share our pains, our struggles, alongside our wins, our joys, our satisfactions in life, because of that, that's what life's all about. The joy, the pain, it's all on the same spectrum, right? We experience all of it. That's the human part of us all. That's the beauty in it all. And when we can come together and we can share our pain alongside our joy, right? Our sorrow alongside our happiness, we then get to experience this real human connection. And it's in those tiny little fragments of time, the moments where I realize that no matter where we are on this globe, on this planet, no matter the color of our skin, no matter our financial status, our gender, our sexual preferences, it doesn't matter. Any of these labels that we are put upon, or this society, or we've learned along the way. But what I've learned is that at the end of the day, each and every one of us wants and desires, if I could just narrow it down to this, giving and receiving of love. And I think, like, just in the 7 minutes that I've been talking to you, I think that it's that simple. And this is just my thoughts, of course, really raw in this microphone to you, just to kind of ponder on the thought that is it really that simple? Is love really the catalyst that can bring a little better world around us to humanity? And that's the only thing that I know for me that I can focus on, that keeps my energy high, that keeps me grateful on the times that I feel down, builds me up enough to come here and share this with you. Because I really truly believe that sometimes we feel like such a small speck on this earth, like our purpose is dwindling. Believe me, I get to those days as well. I've experienced the highs, the lows, the spectrum of emotion, the lows so low where your existence and your purpose doesn't even seem like it's worth anything. I've been there. I still go back and forth in these emotions, because that is okay. And we learn, and the beautiful part of it all is, like, the lows, the highs, everything comes with a lesson. And if we learn the lessons, no matter what, if we learn through this process, we're better for it. The world around us is better for it. Our children are better for it. Our spouses get a better wife or husband. Our parents get better children, because we express, and these feelings within, it's okay. And then we heal. And I don't know sometimes why I turned on the microphone and I speak here to you, but I know that for sure it's this giving and receiving of love that we all desire. And I've been forming my community, Fuse Hawaii, for a while now, having seen this beautiful group of ladies come into their own selves and love on their bodies and themselves, like, and see the women that they're becoming in the process. I can just take away from my own experience is that that's all it is. It's loving our bodies, loving ourselves, loving our minds, our hearts, loving ourselves to such a deep degree that when we go out into the world, we now know how to give love away and to love others. And I think until it starts there, from digging deep, from going within, we don't actually know how to give it away properly. I found a lot of times in my life, I was trying to give and give and give parts of me that I didn't even refine enough to where I could give it away properly. And so that's when I realized, like, whoa, you got some work to do. You got some love to learn for yourself. Like when I started my community and my brand, Fuse Hawaii, it started because I was a woman who needed to be and feel empowered. I am still the woman who is learning to show love to myself in this process and to feel my pain, my hurt, my trauma, my emotions, and to let them flow through me so that I'm not projecting my hurt self, my trauma into the world around me, but rather I'm learning to feel my emotions, allow them to heal, allow them to flow through me properly so that the healed version of me, that part of me that can come back to love, can now give love a little more freely. And I thought that that was an important message that we all could possibly could inspire all of you as you're sitting in your homes through this period that we're all in right now. It's not easy, but we're here. We're here together. And on the days where I have joy and happiness in my heart, like right now, I want to get behind this microphone and I want to share that with you because I know that coming through your speakers into your ears is you'll be affected by it in some way. And all I want to serve you is that love. I read a quote. You always hear me say that. I read a quote. I read a lot of quotes. I love quotes. It said, "The world lights up when you smile." And so right now, I'm going to take this moment and I'm going to smile behind this microphone in hopes that it makes you smile on your end of the speaker. Because from that place right there, that's how you light up the world around you. And just wanted to share that. So all of you dreamers, have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And remember that the world lights up when you smile, and you are that powerful. If you don't believe it, you are that light in the darkness. And sometimes, ladies, it takes the darkness for the light to shine through. So aloha, continue dreamers, dreaming into it. And I will see you, hear you on the next episode, whatever that means. But I will be there and I'll be present on the next episode. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on what you thought about this. Come over to our Instagram, my Facebook at Roxelle Cho, and drop me a line. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you agree that giving and receiving of love can give back to the world around us. Aloha. Have a nice day. Mahalo for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Keep on dreaming into it, dreamers. The possibilities are infinite. If you love the show, share it with a friend and subscribe. I'll catch you in the next episode. Feel free to dive into our show notes at www.fusehawaii.com. And you can also follow me on my personal Instagram at Roxelle Cho. I'd love to hear from you. Comment on my recent posts. What did you learn? Tell me your takeaways. Aloha.